Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 9th of March. South Korea has imposed a price cap on domestic petrol prices in the wake of recent oil price moves. Brent and West Texas crude oil prices are already over $100 a barrel. While the G7 is reportedly considering the use of its strategic petroleum reserves, US reserves are around 60% of previous levels, and reserves obviously can only help for a limited amount of time. South Korea's early action to cap prices is a reminder that the oil price move is not automatically an inflation or a growth shock. It can be a fiscal stimulus. Effectively, the Korean government is providing a fiscal stimulus to exactly offset the growth drag of higher energy prices, and in doing so will prevent inflation from coming through. China, with oil reserves three times those of the United States and a rapid expansion of its renewable energy program, also has mechanisms that could offset the growth and inflation shocks. In time, European countries may also look to use some form of price cap, and the expansion of renewable energy capacity has the potential to blunt some of the effect of higher oil prices, at least relative to history. In the United States, price controls seem less likely. As of Saturday, average retail gasoline prices were up 23% from their lows of this year. The economic damage of that price level is not too great. Gasoline prices were above this level in the summer of 2024, for instance. The perception of inflation is likely to be more significant. At current levels, gasoline prices are around 12.5% higher than they were in January 25. Food at home, sometimes referred to as grocery prices, are only up 2.2%. However, within that category, it's things like beef prices, up 15% since January 25, or coffee prices, up 18%, that consumers tend to remember. The national average 6.3% rise in electricity prices also disguises some far bigger increases in some parts of the country. These prices are what dictate the sense of an affordability crisis. It's not at this stage enough to change actual consumer behaviour, hence the fairly decent showing in the January retail sales figures. It is something that will change sentiment, moving it further away from economic reality, and that has political relevance. The New York Fed's one-year inflation expectation survey for February is likely to capture some of this inflation perception, though of course not the recent gasoline price moves. And inflation expectations will also be overlaid with political bias. However, inflation expectations only actually matter if people act on them. That is to say, if consumers change their consumption behaviour or employees successfully increase their wage demands. If neither of those things happen, then inflation expectations are just meaningless noise in terms of the economy. The attention that is paid to them is probably excessive and a legacy of the economic structures of half a century ago, which was a time when inflation expectations were very influential in things like wage setting. In Germany, the CDU of Chancellor Merz failed to win a state election in Baden-Württemberg, with the Green Party narrowly coming in first place. The far-right Alternative for Deutschland increased their support too. There is a tendency in global news reporting to increasingly favour negative stories and to sensationalise. Bad news creates more clicks and sensationalism sells. This may create a higher hurdle for incumbent governments as perceptions continue to be more negative than reality. German factory orders data and industrial production data for January were both weaker than expected, factory orders especially so. However, before embracing the dark side and getting all pessimistic, it's worth noting that since last January, German factory orders have been revised higher on 11 occasions and revised lower on only 3. This does hint at the possibility of a more optimistic revised interpretation of the state of the German factory sector. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.